When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, this is Chris Pine, and I am so excited to introduce the first episode of my brand new fiction podcast, Ad Lucem. In the show's pilot, we are introduced to Ad Lucem OI's head of security, Dominic, played by yours truly, who serves as the right hand of the company's enigmatic founder, Miranda Skoll, played by the wonderful Olivia Wilde. In this episode, secret relationships are revealed as we begin to scratch the surface of what's at stake if the Kara technology isn't stopped. Follow Ad Lucem on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening now to be among the first to listen. I hope you enjoy. Let's roll the episode.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as this content is intended for adult audiences only.
Q Code presents Ad Lucem, starring Chris Pine, Olivia Wilde, and Troyan Belisario. Created by Troyan Belisario and Joshua Close. Episode 1, The Hive.
Who are you? Who do you want to be? What do you want to learn? How do you want to grow? And how can we help? I'm Miranda Skoll, founder of Ad Lucem OI. And I'm here for you. I'm here to help you be who you've always wanted to be, to help you spend time with those you love, so you never have to waste a second. Every moment spent with us is a moment of genuine human attention and support. Organic intelligence is here. Say hello to Kara.
Hi.
Let's get back to who we are and where we need to be without losing our most crucial human element, connection. Connection to ourselves. Connection to each other. Welcome to Ad Lucem OI.
Welcome to Ad Lucem OI headquarters. We are so happy that you're here today. Are you excited for a tour? What? That's it? Jeez, I didn't realize Divine Bridge Middle School had a nap scheduled in the middle of their day. Come on, you got a day off of school and a field trip to the number one OI company in the world. Can I get a hell yeah?
Hell yeah.
Yes, so much better. Okay, so I know that many of you are already familiar with our awesome Kara, but today we want to let you in on what goes on behind the scenes and look at what we have in store for our highly anticipated 2032 launch of Kara with Presence. Yeah, that's the enthusiasm I was looking for.
Can we see her projected?
Why is she called Kara?
Kara stands for Corporeal Augmented Reality Assistant.
What?
Yes, it's a mouthful. That's why we just like to call her Kara. Now, I'm guessing a lot of you already have a Kara at home, right?
Yes!
Yeah, is she voice or text?
Text. Projection.
Well, who said that? Hi, what's your name?
Addison.
Addison, welcome. So you have Kara projection at home. That's so cool. How long have you had her?
Since it came out. My dad works here.
Of course, you're Dominic's daughter. You're part of the family. Yes, okay. So Addison is lucky because she's already experienced Kara projection. Would the rest of you like to experience it too?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
All right, Kara. Would you mind joining me?
Hi.
Yo, where's your hair?
Good question. What you are seeing are my default settings. Every Lusum client gets to customize the way their car looks and sounds.
So, I can decide your measurements?
Okay, easy, friend. I still have some parental controls in place.
What's the point of being projected?
Well, I think projection can make our time together more personal. For example, who here plays an instrument?
Oh, I do.
Me, guitar.
Me too. And it's easier for me to show you the chords if you can see my hands, right?
When we update, do we get to pick our tech? I really like the one I already have.
Your technician changes based on your needs and schedule, but my presets save automatically. So the appearance you customize for me will always stay the same. It's like having a best friend that can do anything and everything you need. Any other questions? No? Okay, what do you say we get this party started?
Yeah! Yeah.
All right, follow me into the atrium.
Where are you being projected from?
Another great question. In order for me to appear seamlessly in three dimensions, I am limited to 25 feet from a projection tower at any time, but they are very discreet. If you look over there, you might be able to see one.
I can still see through you.
Yes, you can. Like all holograms, I appear semi-opaque, but our engineers are working on that. There he is, the man of the hour. Everyone, this is Mr. Dominic McDonough. Mr. McDonough is our chief of security and the reason you are all here today. How about a big thank you to our favorite facilitator?
Thank you.
Thanks, Dan.
It's my pleasure. I hope you enjoy your visit as much as I enjoy working here.
All right, everyone, follow me this way and I can show you the lab where scientists and engineers are working every day to make cars like me even better.
Addie, honey.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, you want to come up and say hi to Miranda real quick?
Good morning, everyone.
I should probably stay with my class.
Come on, I'll bring you right back down. 10-15 minutes tops. It's pretty cool up there.
Okay.
Let's get you checked in with Jimmy before we head upstairs. But never
forgotten. And remember, in 2 weeks, our company begins an exciting new chapter with the highly anticipated launch of Kara with Presence. Presence. Feel the love in your life. Anywhere, anytime.
Jimmy, this is my daughter Addison. Addison, the one and only Jimmy, the keeper of the gate.
Hey there, Addison.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, how'd that surgery go?
It feels brand new. Doing my laps like a teenager.
good to hear. We're just headed up to see the boss.
I figured. Step on through.
Oh. Did that just x-ray me?
It did indeed.
Whoa.
Plus biometrics, vaccination status, the whole works. Hey, Dom, some more of those protesters showed up today, third time this week.
Yeah, I saw that. They seem civil, but let's keep an eye on it.
Always do.
See you on the way down, Jimmy.
All right, my man.
You think your friends are excited to be here?
I mean, a lot of them haven't seen a car projected, so that was cool.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I bet. Anything you're excited to see?
Can I see Phil?
I don't know.
Please. I texted her to ask already. I really want to see how it works.
Maybe after this. Executive level.
Executive level.
How's your mom doing?
She's good.
She's still seeing,
Ted?
Right, right. Professor Ted.
Dad?
Yeah, sweetie.
I heard them talking about moving in together. Can they do that?
They can do whatever they want. Yeah.
But you guys aren't divorced yet. You're just like...
No.
Separated.
Yeah.
Arrived.
Here we are.
Hello, Addison Mawai. How may I address your call?
What do you think?
Yes.
It's beautiful, huh? Check out that view. Look, Chinatown.
Wait,
all
wait.
The way to the...
So, Mom can't move in with him, right?
Honey, you're... Your mom is...
She's still angry at you, which means she cares. And if she cares, then maybe she still has feelings for you.
Addison, your mother and I will work it out, okay? We always do. This is not something you need to worry about.
Excuse me, dear.
Dad? Who was that? Dad?
Hmm?
Who was that woman in the red dress?
I don't know. But if she's up here, maybe a new secretary?
You're very welcome. Oh, the incredible Addison.
Hi.
Your father has talked about you very much, telling me so many good things.
Hi, Daria. Is Miranda free?
No, sorry. She is currently in meeting with Mr. Lombard.
Vincent's here?
Crazy, yes. Must be important.
Who's Vincent?
Someone you don't need to meet.
Why the resistance?
I don't know what you're talking
about.
We hit
10 million subscribers and you are going behind my back, asking for extensions. What
the fuck
is
that? I never
go
behind your back.
Don't lie to me.
I'm giving us more time. More time means more earnings, happier investors.
These are my investors. You go through me.
Let me do my job, Vincent.
And you let me do mine. We are still partners. We built this together, did we not?
Yes, we did.
Yes. Good. I gotta use the pisser.
You need some backup?
Oh, come in.
What's he doing here?
Pissing in my office.
I brought Addison up to thank you for the tour, but we can come back later if you want.
Oh, yeah. Let's find some time for a dinner this week. I'll check my schedule with Daria.
Sounds good.
Before the end of the day, I'd like you to head down to engineering. Check on Nick. He's sleeping in his office again.
Shit.
That's four nights in a row.
Yeah, I'll see what's going on.
Oh, Dominic. How's the janitor business? She making you mop the floors yet?
Good to see you, Mr. Lombard.
Now, hold on a second. Is that your daughter out there?
Yes, sir. That's Addison.
Wow. She has grown a lot in a year. You must be so proud. Whenever we need a little reminder of what old bastards we are, look no further than the face of a child, hmm?
Mr. Dominic, I believe your daughter is requesting your immediate assistance.
Excuse me.
Let me know what Nick says.
Will do.
Thanks.
What's wrong? Everything okay?
Phil texted me back, and she said we could visit her in the Hive.
Sweetheart, I thought it was urgent.
I really want to see her.
Yeah, I understand that, but I was in a meeting with my boss, honey.
Well,
I can't...
I'm sorry. Can we still go down?
Is she in a session?
Not yet.
All right. Yeah, all right. We'll go say a quick hi, and then, I'll
my
take you
gosh.
Back.
Here.
I'll take
my
you back
gosh.
To your bed. Come on.
Wait, why not?
When I find out who keeps playing this Tiesto shit, I'm zeroing out your precious gaming stats.
Rough night, Phil?
Yeah, Will, your mom's a beast.
You had sex with my 76-year-old mother?
All right. Get your asses in your cubes.
All right.
Phil! Hey, kiddo!
She wanted to say a quick hello.
I know, I invited her. What do you think of the Hive?
It's so badass. Who put all the stickers and graffiti on the doors?
We get to personalize our own cubes, so we did. Hey, come back after your tour and I will grab you a hot cocoa from the cantina.
Can I go in the cube with you?
I don't really think that's a great idea, especially not in front of the head of security over here.
Please, Dad?
Addie, company policy is...
Please, I swear I will not touch anything. Please.
All right.
What?
Yes.
All right. You just go grab a snack from the vending wall, Addie. The code is 5525.
He's the dad of the year.
Stop it.
Dad of the year.
Stop it.
It goes to you.
15 minutes, okay?
She's got you wrapped around her finger, huh?
I'm already screwing her up with the separation, so for the moment, let's give her what
okay,
she wants.
Okay.
Just keep an eye on her. I gotta go down to engineering.
Did Nick lose his meds again?
I don't know.
I will watch her, but I'm not responsible for anything she learns in there with me.
I got bugles.
Oh, great. It's like the loudest chip on earth, but sure.
I'll see you soon, sweetie. Listen, everything Phil says and, you know, just be good.
I will. Bye, Dad.
Bye.
Bye, Dad. Eat quick. Oy, bugles.
What's that?
That is my suit. You see that grid of cameras? Mm-hmm. They pick up the sensors on this suit, and they track my movement. So, if I move, car moves.
Where do I sit?
Anywhere. You aren't suited, so the cameras can't pick you up. Okay. Addie, once I plug in, I need total quiet. Capiche?
What do you mean, plug in?
Well, you see this drive? It holds my ID and car asserts, so when I plug into my cube, it lets HQ know that it's me signing in.
Can you take it home?
No, I can't take it home.
Welcome, Phil. Your first client today is Roger Dodson. You are 1 minute
out. Whoa, what's that all about?
Error in voice recognition.
992G4 override, wipe record of session. I told you, no noise. That is client data. I record everything I learn about my clients during our sessions. Favorite foods, dream vacations, people they've dated.
30 seconds
Clients fill out a basic form when they sign up, but most of the personal stuff, I learn on the job.
3, 2
Hey. Did I wake you? You know, you sound like a cat when you snore. You kind of purr.
I do.
Yeah, it's cute. How did you sleep?
So weird. I had this dream about my father. He was in trouble with the mob or something, and I couldn't find him. And there was this giant cat. It was weird.
Do you want me to do some dream analysis?
No, no.
Well, how about some jazz then to start the day?
Much better. Thanks. I don't know why I keep having these dreams.
Roger, you've been really stressed. We should probably get you to bed earlier. I'll adjust your schedule.
Thanks. Hey, did you look in your closet?
No.
Take a look.
Oh my, Roger, this is lovely. Is it Saint Laurent? You shouldn't have.
Come on, try it on. Looks great on you.
Thank you.
Everything looks great on you.
Thanks.
Hey, what did I say?
I'm sorry.
Kara?
It's okay, just please be quiet.
Yeah, sorry.
What was that?
I'm sorry, it was just a little software glitch. The Times or the Post this morning, handsome?
Oh, whichever one tells me the Rangers won.
Let's try the Times. Down in the second period by 2, the New York Rangers came back late in the third to send the game into overtime.
Nick!
Love is fucking hard, Dominic. It is fucking hard, and it is supposed to be. It's supposed to be messy. It's supposed to be fucking inconvenient. But hey, look at us. Don't worry, folks. Carl will give you everything you really want. Attention! And offer the low, low price of information. Just a little data about you and your life and your fucking family.
Nick.
We are claiming to build an ark, man, but it's bullshit. Am I the only asshole seeing this? The democracy is crumbling?
We are giving people...
But look, you can change your face to a dragon and play chess with your friend in the metaverse. Yippee.
We're giving people comfort in uncertain times.
Comfort is what you give to the dying.
You need to go home and get some sleep, Nick.
My wife can't even look me in the eyes anymore, man. My kids hate me, and they should.
Then quit. Quit. Presence is ready. Take a break. We don't need a head engineer. Go ahead. And look, while you're at it, tell Miranda you figured out her master plan, and it's so much worse than any of us could ever have imagined. No? Okay, then. I'm ordering you a car. You're going to take it to your brownstone. You're going to kiss your wife. You're going to hug your kids. And in the morning, that same car is going to bring you back here.
Outstanding work, soldier. Hoorah.
Don't start that shit with me. I'm your friend. I'm trying to help.
I'm not crazy, Dominic. I'm worried.
About what?
There are interactions we can't account for.
What do you mean?
There are rogue cars out there offering escort services on the dark web. What are we doing?
For fuck's sake, Nick. Look,
What the fuck are we doing?
If they're not certified, they're not our responsibility, right? It might be bad optics, but we'll make a statement. We'll put it to bed.
Prostitution is a crime. What if it's trafficking?
This is not something you should be thinking about.
Of course it is. This is my legacy. I don't want to be known as the guy who makes fucking sex dolls for billionaires.
Just give me 2 weeks, okay? Let's get through the launch of Presence, and then you and I will dig into this together. All right? I promise. I'll see you out front.
This is for my dudes. Hey, buddies. It had to be you.
It's old Blue Eyes himself.
It had to be you.
You suck.
I wanted a
man. Come on, baby.
We found a somebody here.
Hi, Phil. What can I get for you?
Double tequila, neat.
Drinks are on Miranda today. We have hit 10 million subscribers.
Well, guess I'll make it a triple.
Only a triple, huh?
Mm-hmm.
The seat taken?
It is now. I made sure your kid left with her class, in case you were wondering.
She told me thanks again for your help today.
Yeah, don't mention it. Swear to God, he sings this just to piss me off.
Hey, he's got a beautiful voice.
Shut
very
up.
Sonorous, don't you think?
Sonorous?
Sonorous? Or sonorous? I think he wants to get you in bed. Is it working? Listen, do you know of any techs working off-site?
Oh, work talk after work. So sexy.
So nobody?
Anyone with a laptop and a couple of facial sensors can be a Kara, but discretion isn't guaranteed.
Right, right. So why would someone operate uncertified when you could just come work for us?
Why would you drive for Uber and give away 30% of your earnings if some idiot's willing to just hop in your car? Miranda always knew there'd be knockoffs. You look like shit. Have you been sleeping?
I would love to, but it's this chick I'm seeing. She won't stop snoring.
I told you to get out of my bed, man. I don't do sleepovers.
Right. I'm gonna go pack up. Text you later?
Yeah. I'll be at my place.
It had to be you. It had to be you. It had to be you. Boom! All right. Thanks for coming out, Lusum. Good night.
It had to be smooth. It had to be smooth. Smile. It had to be you. Wandered around. What did I do?
Big Busy Boy 33, request a session.
Howdy, sailor. You look thirsty. How do you want me? See you as you come, or as I do. Oh, nice one, perv. Show me the crypto and she's all yours.
Payment received.
Hi.
Hi.
You're stunning.
It's by design. Do you have a stroker?
E-Jack? I'm sending you an access code right now.
Don't put it on until I say so.
Yes, Kara.
Ad Lucem stars Chris Pine as Dominic, Olivia Wilde as Miranda, Troyan Belisario as Phil and Kara, with Savvy Monroe as Addison, Thomas Silcott as Jimmy, Fiona Shaw as Francis, Clancy Brown as Vincent, Will Greenberg as Will, Joshua Close as Nick. Additional performances by Amanda Walsh, Jay Sean Leek, Candace Kozak, Elise Levesque, Nick Masu, Brendan Hines, Dan O'Connor, Aaron Shiver, Lillian Bowden, Amy Kale Peterson, Alexa Gabrielle Ramirez, Michael Dunn, Robert Baker. Written by Troyan Belisario and Joshua Close. Story editor Ian Gottler. Directed by Troyan Belisario. Executive produced by Chris Pine, Olivia Wilde, Ian Gottler, Troyan Belisario, Joshua Close, Rob Herding, Michelle Zarati, Sandra Yi Ling, and Alexa Gabrielle Ramirez. Produced by Lawrence Zanelli, Noah Gersh, Jamie Sheffman, and Nick Panama. Original music by Ian Arbor and Tom Ryan. Edited by Stephen Blevins. Sound design by Dmytro Kinyazchenko and Noah Kowalski. Mixed by Zach Jurich. Audio engineering by Ben Milchev, Neely Oftring, Sarah Ma, and David Tadashore. Additional editing by Parisa Kazemi. Assistant editor, Aaron Kennedy. Dialogue supervision by Noah Kowalski. Casting by Sunday Bowling Kennedy and Meg Mormon. Assistant director, Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor, Beth Ann Morgan. Set teacher, Celeste Armstrong. Production coordinators, Tom Breck and Alex Buda. Salt head of creative, Jordan Galvin. Salt head of post-production, Robert Adler. Salt head of production, Liz LeMay. Salt post-production supervisor, Ali Honore. Q-Code head of editing, Neely Oftring. Q-Code head of mixing, Ben Melchev. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Robert Baker and Xinyin Hu. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Ad Lucem is a Q-Code, Barry Lyndon Motion Pictures, and Salt production. Sound recording copyright 2023 by Q-Code Media Inc.
On a summer night, Douglas Wag Jr. lay motionless across a strip of railroad tracks before being struck by an oncoming train. I'm investigative journalist Delia D'Ambra, and my investigation into exactly how Doug died took me into the depths of a bizarre mystery.
It was really hard to understand what was fact and what wasn't.
A mystery that has led me from one suspicious death to another. Listen to Counterclock now, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome to a journey into the heart of the Texas Renaissance Festival, the nation's largest and rowdiest celebration of medieval fantasy. But what lurks beneath the facade of tights and turkey legs? Well, we dove deep into the Empire to uncover a history marred by mystery and misconduct, murders, assaults, and other crimes that tarnish its legacy. This isn't just a fairy tale. It's a cautionary tale of power, fantasy, and the consequences that follow when they all collide. Search for Crime Waves Renaissance Texas on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening now.
Everyone needs a break from the real world. That's why we played games as kids, and that's why we should play games as adults. I'm Troy LaValle.
And I'm Joe O'Brien. And back in 2015, we started a podcast called The Glass Cannon Podcast, a show made up of comedians and actors playing a fantasy role-playing game.
And now is the perfect time to start listening because we just started a brand new story.
It's basically Lord of the Rings meets Game of Thrones meets X-Files.
Search for The Glass Cannon Podcast on your podcast app of choice. Hey, life is hard, so come play pretend with us.